Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. If you're just tuning in for the first time this week, hour number two this week and this week only. It's Abe Gordon and Bo Squidbilly Morgan hanging out with you, filling in. Andy and Randy enjoying some well-deserved time off. It is spring break, so a number of people, not just at this station, but around this city, are off this week, and Andy and Randy are among them. They will be back next week, though, so do not fret, do not worry, and it'll be starting at 11 o'clock next week as well. But if you are missing Andy and Randy that badly, and you just got to get your fill, Andy Bunker is going to be out there with Michelob Ultra for an Atlanta Hawks watch party on Friday night as they take on the 76ers. That's this Friday, April 11th at 6:30. Dudley's Sports Bar and Grill in Stonecrest. There's going to be complimentary Michelob Ultra while supplies last. You can enjoy a live DJ, hang with the Hawks dancers and flight crew. You can enter and win a gift card to the Hawk Shop or other prizes. It's all sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Must be 21 plus, and please drink responsibly. Again, 92.9 The Game, Andy Bunker, and Michelob Ultra coming together for a Hawks watch party on Friday night. So we'll see if that is what we would deem a must-win game based on tonight's efforts. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Atlanta Hawks later this hour. Mike Conti is going to join us. And we're going to chat about the Braves, who also are facing a rival in some badly needed games in our next segment. But Squid, you were talking about a mock draft from a noted analyst that you came across that gave you a couple of eye-opening projections, and especially as it relates to the NFC South. And how do you want to start with the Falcons and what's mocked there?
I was going to ask you, what do you want to do?
I think we can just go ahead and say that you're talking about Mel Kiper, right?
Yes.
And at 15th overall, he's got the Atlanta Falcons taking Mike Green.
But that's not the pick for the Falcons that has me intrigued.
You like round two?
Well, I like Mike Green, but the round two one is intriguing to me.
I'm fascinated. And for those wondering, don't have the draft in front of you, in round two with the 46th overall pick, Mel Kiper has the Atlanta Falcons taking, I believe, All-American cornerback out of Notre Dame, Benjamin Morrison.
I do not know if he was an All-American last season, but the year before. Last year, he had a hip injury that really hampered him. But he's a press corner, and guy has like 9 interceptions in his career in college. To me, could be a really good guy on the outside opposite of A.J. Terrell. And if you have that, then I think it really sets up. And remember how we talked earlier about D. Alford re-signing, and we know they have Clark Phillips. But to me, if you went and got a guy like Benjamin Morrison, who's 6 foot, 190, he's essentially very close to AJ. I think AJ Terrell is 6'1", 195. So they're very similar in builds. But to me, if you go get him and you could put him on the outside, you could move Mike Hughes back to the nickel. And I know that people are like, well, I don't like Hughes. Well, Hughes played to the nickel pretty good in 2023. In fact, I thought he was very good for the defense and at the nickel in 23 because you had Jeff Okuda on the outside. So I think that would give you your secondary. Remember, who was it that caught in yesterday by the secondary? And I think it was in the AMA and was like, hey, you know, if you have a really good secondary that helped the defensive line. Well, now you've done something to directly, in your first two picks, directly affect
both,
and hopefully very, very positively, because Mike Green's a guy that can't, he's got multiple moves. He's got power and speed from a pass rusher, and I think he's good at shedding blocks in the run game as well. And then you've went and got a guy that he could have been an All-American last year.
If he stays healthy, he was a preseason All-American, yeah. and then he got hurt, yeah.
And he's the guy that can come up and press a little bit, which, by the way, when you came up and challenged receivers late in the season,
right.
What happened? You were more effective at getting to the quarterback. So that was all intriguing to me. But that wasn't even – and these were two things that I found. And the Morrison was the one that I found after I started looking at this, because my initial thought was what one of our rivals did. Now, I will say this. The Mike Green pick is done, and he has Mykael Williams going later in the draft. I think he has him going like 24th.
I see him at 23 to Green
23,
Bay. Yeah.
Which – I'm not sure that Mykael Williams if he's there at 15, I'm not sure the Falcons don't take him. I'm just not. Now, I know they love Mike Green, and I know they went to Pro Day. I think they love Jalen Walker better than Mykael Williams, but in this mock draft, Jalen Walker goes 8th to the Panthers.
Other pass rushers in the first round, James Pierce, 32nd to the Eagles. Shamar Stewart, 29th to the Commanders, so... There's some names that some people have maybe higher than Mike Green that are in this mock at least going behind.
Well, James Pierce has got a lot about him. I think he and Mike Green are very similar in some ways, but there's been some off the field stuff about Pierce with kind of how he's not as good in the run game.
Hey, if we're gonna be honest, the on field production for Pierce wasn't great. It was more about the measurables, and he looks like he should, and this and that. Last season, I mean,
yeah.
When it looked like he was gonna be that dude for 10, last season was not overly impressive in terms of pure stats, numbers, and production. That's also, not all his fault.
Also, Will Johnson, a guy that a lot of people think could come here, is off the board. Him and J-Day Barron are both off the board before the Falcons pick at 50. I just think it's interesting, but
yeah.
what really struck my,
made you open your eyes a little bit,
was who the Saints draft at 9.
Yeah.
And for the record, Kiper has Cam Ward going off the board first, and then Travis Hunter second, so to Tennessee and to Cleveland. And then Abdul Carter goes to the Giants, which if Abdul Carter goes to the Giants with Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence, and Brian Burns, they're sick up front. I mean, they're absolutely just they're going to be nasty defensively. Now, who plays quarterback? But he has Shedeur Sanders going to the Saints, and he a while back had Jackson Dart going to the Saints. And Shedeur Sanders going to the Saints, I feel better about than Jackson Dart for one reason only,
and it's better about as a Falcons fan.
As a Falcons,
okay.
Fan. Because Jackson Dart is a much better runner and much better at getting out of the pocket and creating plays. I'm not saying Shedeur can't get out of the pocket and create. Shedeur is getting out to throw, and he does a very good job at it. Jackson Dart, to me, is as accurate in the pocket, especially, well, with a deep ball anyways, not seeing with the intermediate, but with a deep ball as Shedeur. Maybe has a little bit better arm, but when he gets out of the pocket, he's going to run more. And as a Falcons fan, I hate that because we have been burned so much by guys who can get out of the pocket and create with their legs. Just go back to Jaden Daniels last year in Washington. Jaden Daniels was doing nothing in the pocket against the Falcons in the first half. And then the second half, it was, if your first option isn't there, move, go, take off. And he did that. He burned us to the end of the game. It ended up costing the Falcons the game.
along with some other things that happened.
The different, take everything aside, the difference in that game in the second half was they couldn't move the football unless Jaden Daniels was leaving the pocket.
I don't view Jackson Dart the same way you do. I don't
know if Jackson Dart's going to be great. I'm just saying, from what I've seen in college on all
I don't know how
guys.
Much his mobility in college is going to turn him into a runner in the NFL. I don't think he's Jaden Daniels from that perspective.
Okay, but it's not that. We saw Josh Dobbs make plays with his feet.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is the Falcons in that second level are slow. They're not quick. And that when quarterbacks get out, if you don't get them down in the pocket, they make plays and down the field with their feet, and that worries me.
Yeah, and I get that. But I also just think Shador can do that as well. I think maybe he didn't at the collegiate level with Colorado.
I don't think he is near the scrambler.
I've seen him. I don't know, man. I've seen him run a couple times in games, and I've always thought, like, why aren't you running more?
I've seen him move outside the pocket and be very good at creating and throwing on the run. As far as a runner, no, he's not.
I'll be honest.
As a Falcons fan,
I would much rather have the Saints put their future in the hands of Jackson Dart than I would Shador Sanders. I think there's a much higher ceiling for Shador, in my opinion, than Jackson Dart. I actually think some of the pitfalls...
Even with Kellen Moore there, who know how he has adapted his game to letting these guys run like he did with Jalen.
Sure. I think the pitfalls of Shador at the collegiate level actually parlay to him having a much better career in the NFL. I just think he's built for it. I might be the only one. I think Shador's a better pick than Cam Ward. That's just me.
Wow.
And that's fine. But
why don't you like Cam Ward? I mean, I'm going to be real with you. I think I said this the other day with on the morning show with Mike. I don't know if any of these guys are good. I don't know if it's about the climb. I'm not sold or unsold on any of these guys. I just don't know what they are. I think my thing is are we talking about them the same if it was in last year's class?
No.
And that's what worries me.
I think how many people have come out and said, like, if Cam and Shador were in last year's class, they would have been maybe in the discussion for QB6 with Bo Nix. I've seen that a lot. I'm sure you have too.
And so that's why I just don't know what they are. I just know what they've done in college. I think, look, I have nothing against Shador Sanders or Cam Ward or Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe. But they're all different in a lot of ways. Cam Ward feels like the most complete by what he's done, where not only in the pocket, but outside of the pocket, and he kind of gives you a little bit of both. I just feel like Shador is more of, I'm going to use my legs to keep a play alive, but I'm not going to burn you downfield. And I just know what our my thought is based on only the Falcons' weaknesses as a defense.
Right. And what I'm looking at, just in terms of quarterback preparation, is while I'm watching the games, and I'm not doing advanced tape study, I'm looking at how many NFL-caliber throws I see from these guys. To me, the guys that made the most NFL-caliber throws, in my opinion, were Shador and Quinn Ewers, not Cam and Jackson Dart. And I know that's not the most sophisticated way of measuring these quarterbacks. I openly admit that. But that's just what I see and where I stand on those two.
I've seen all three of them make NFL throws. And
all make NFL. I'm saying the most. Of course they're all making NFL throws.
I mean, I don't know. It sounds like you've got a
Gunnar
chart
Stockton
out.
Made NFL throws.
You know, it sounds like it's cool. I mean, I'm just surprised you didn't come with your Quinn Ewers taking it all of this segment.
I got there a little bit towards the end. When we come back, some big-time games up at Truist Park tonight, or one game, but a series coming at Truist Park. Braves, Phillies, is this a message? Is this a delivery system for Braves, for the Braves fans, to the NL East? What do the Braves need to accomplish over the next couple of days? We'll talk about it on the other side. It's Abe Gordon, Bo Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, midday show. Abe Gordon, Bo Squid, Billy Morgan hanging out with you till 2 o'clock. Dukes of Bell to follow. Once again, if you're just catching up, Andy and Randy on vacation this week. Spring break, they'll be back next week. Do not fret. And the show will return to its regular time, 11 to 2 as well.
You get a lot of scam calls?
No.
Or emails?
A fair amount of emails. I have... T-Mobile, so I have like the scam shield or whatever
it is. AT&T has it too.
Yeah, so scam calls, not too many.
But you still get them. Like I just got this call from Washington, New Jersey. And it says this call, and I didn't answer. I didn't even know my phone was ringing. But they left a voicemail and it says this call is to authorize the payment of $1,500, it's not $1,499 for the recent order of an Apple MacBook Pro on your Amazon account. And I'm like, no, it's not.
New computer. Congrats, man.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, I got that awesome. Big screen that I got at home now. Yeah, no, it's not. It's like, if you answered that and you press, just don't answer any call you don't know. All right? If it's someone that really needs you, they'll text you.
I will check.
And then be careful of that, because I'm getting job requests or job offers all the time through text messages that are all junk.
So and so per hour and minimum of this.
Yeah,
I get the text message spam probably more than I get the. I mean, certainly there's the ED spam that I get plenty of that. I don't know why.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah,
you get ED spam
on text message.
What are you googling
on text? Well, I don't.
What have you ordered?
Nothing.
Something.
Nothing.
What? Bo.
Do you guys not get these?
But no.
I get like three a week.
Do you get them, Bo?
I don't get these on text, no. I get a lot of spammy emails, but most of the stuff I get from text is just like, hey, you want to work from home, make $1,000 a day?
I get that one, too. Yeah.
Well, apparently Abe gets ED bill.
Oh, I get the, are you interested in selling your property at 1234 Queen Street or whatever it is?
Are you on property, huh?
I don't.
I
own my house, but like I certainly don't. And
is that yours?
No, that's just some random address. They're trying to just instigate conversation.
I do own land, but then again, like my parents own land, so I get texts probably 4 times a week at least about buying one of the properties, and it's like I always used to write back, yeah. $2.5 million.
That's my thing. I do the crazy high number and see where it goes from there.
And one person was like, "That's a little bit out of our range." I was like, "Okay, two."
And I'm surprised there actually is a person on the other end of this. I get those type of texts for both of my old houses, and I just ignore them.
The property ones, I know people are on the other end, but because they're real people when they leave voicemails if they call. But the job ones, those are like. That's from another country, probably.
These people actually believe that they're going to send somebody a text and they're going to get back, oh, yeah, I would love to sell my house to you.
They're trying to find desperate people.
Well, they're also just trying to get a response, and then you can see other ways you can get scammed. Like, even if they get a response, there's like, all right, this person's open for business. This one may not work, but another one will. Just don't respond. Report it as junk. Delete the text and move on from there. That's what I do.
Now Dylan's ragging on you. Dylan Matthews just texting. He's like, nah, man, I don't get those kind of text messages. So apparently it's something you've ordered has put you in a...
That's definitely nothing. Well, I mean, I order a lot of things from Amazon, but none of those.
Yeah, you've ordered something on the black web,
I wanted that, I'd just get Bunk to hook me up with the pill.
There you go. Well, I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's that. I'm saying something else you've ordered has put you in that demo.
I don't think so.
And I don't want to know what it is. Random. So let's just.
I'll show you my Amazon history. There's nothing there.
I do not want to see your Amazon order history.
It's energy drinks. It's pork rinds. It's running socks.
Those first two probably put you in that category while they think.
Maybe.
All right. Anyways.
The Atlanta Braves up at Truist Park continue the homestand today, and they're sitting at a rough and tumble, 1-8. And we're being told not to panic. And. I'm not panicking yet, but this series could certainly move me in that direction if need be. And the thing that I keep coming back to, and look, we're 9 games into the season, Squid. This is not must-win territory, right? Like, tonight's probably a must-win for the Hawks if they want the 7 seed. This is not must-win for the Braves, but I do think there's a facet of this series against Philly, who is the top team in the NL East right now. They're coming off a couple of wins against the Dodgers. That is about delivering a message. And I don't know who the message is for or delivered to. I think there's a message that can be delivered by the Braves to themselves. I think there's a message that can be delivered by the Braves to the fan base. And I think there's a message that can be delivered by the Braves to the Phillies and the Mets as well.
The message... is the same, but for all three different people or all three different groups, categories. You
explain.
Mentioned. Okay, the first one you said was
themselves.
Fans, themselves. Okay, well, that's about getting your mojo back and saying, we're still the guys that the back of our baseball cards say, I'm not a 90 hitter, Austin Riley.
Right.
And all these and we're
there's
not,
reason to be confident.
We're not a 7-for-60 runners in scoring position or whatever. That's not that bad, but it's close.
At some point, it will revert to the mean, and we'll get going. All right, so that's the message to themselves, and I agree with you. That's pretty close to what I thought that message is.
Okay,
what's the message to the fans?
To keep the faith and remember that we are still a team, a playoff team, playoff caliber team, I should say. We're still a team that can go play for a World Series. We're still same as it is to you. Again, it's the same message. You're just reminding you're looking at the guy in the mirror and you get that confidence back that you remember. You're getting your mojo back. You know, Austin Powers lost his mojo. But it was like, and he's like, I need my, and he was just like, couldn't talk to women and everything. That's what the Braves need as far as getting, that's an old movie reference, I know, but it's getting, it's not really, it's just the 90s, but it's getting late 90s, getting your stuff, getting your hit, getting your confidence back, but you're getting the fans' confidence back. That's the message. You're reinstilling the confidence that they have in you, because right now, after last season at the plate and the way this season started, this fan base is losing trust in this a team as an offensive juggernaut because it's not one.
And so what's the message to the Phillies or the rest of the NL East?
The same. We're still them mother blankers.
Yeah.
It's like Jock Peterson's still here. We're still them.
So
don't forget it. We're not an easy out. We're not a pushover. We're not the Marlins. We're not the Pirates. We're still the Braves.
So then here's the follow-up question. What do you have to do in this series to deliver the message? Sweeping the Phillies.
No. Sweeping is
all right.
Is getting ahead of yourself.
So winning,
go win two of three. But in all three games, you need to produce. It's going to be hard because Zach Wheeler is very good against the Braves, and in like 30, I think, starts. He's got like a 2.95 ERA, so he does really well against you. That might be a little off, but it's close. He's got like over 100 strikeouts against this team in 30 starts. I mean, he does well against the Braves. Now it's kind of a personal thing for him.
I wouldn't argue that they necessarily have an advantage tonight because you do have Chris Sale going,
and he hasn't
been sharp yet, but maybe he rounds in.
Dude, get to their
– You have an advantage Thursday when it's Jesus Luzardo versus Schwelly, and Taiwan Walker's a throw-up.
And so
between him and Grant Holmes. It's both a toss-up.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you.
So you're not outmatched from the rotation.
If you can find a way.
Yeah.
Tonight's one of those games where you got to steal a game. This is one.
Or bullpen. Get to their bullpen, we've done before.
But that's it.
Other
that's
years.
That's it. Chris Sale needs to remind us that last, because he hasn't been out of this world. He hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been last year's caliber yet. Now, it's only been two starts.
Yeah.
But he can go out there.
He can turn it on, too. We've seen that.
And he's going to be on long rest.
Right. And back home. We've only got 45 seconds left in the segment here, Squid. What's the message if you either lose the series or get swept? Like, what do we say?
Well, because it depends on how you get swept.
That's true.
If you go out there and you produce four runs in three games, then the fan base, rightfully so, is going to be in a full-fledged panic.
I don't know what the timeline is. Maybe it's one of those things where I'll know it when we get there. But like, I don't know when the timeline is for me to say, stop panicking, it's fine, if you're 1-11.
Well, and if you go and you score 12 runs in three games,
yeah,
and you lose, and you get swept, I at least think you feel better. I think the fan base feels better because they were scoring runs, and you did place possibly the second-best team in the National League.
All right, when we come back, Mike Conte is going to join the show. We talked about it. A massive game for the Atlanta Hawks tonight. We can also talk a little bit of Atlanta United. And we're going to try and force Mike to give us some props on the Gators last night. All that coming your way. It's the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Bo Morgan on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is the midday show, Andy and Randy. But it's not Andy and Randy. It's me, Bo Morgan, Squidbilly. Abe Gordon, who apparently doesn't know how to put a water bottle
lid
back on.
This lid is a real problem. And for those of you who haven't seen me, I carry around like a jug. It 48 ounces, 64, whatever it is. I carry around a jug. It keeps my water cold. It's refreshing. The lid is a problem.
But, you know, first off,
it doesn't screw on without, like, immense focus.
The water bottle is the problem, and you are a problem.
But
because
it squeaks.
Every time. No, Mike Conti is with us. I'm going to go ahead and bring Mike Conti in because he's joining us for this segment. But before we get to United and Hawks, every time we have a staff meeting, Mike Johnson looks at me, and I kid you not, I am not speaking out of school. He goes, I swear, if A brings that damn water bottle, because every time you make a ton of noise and you always sit right
behind
us.
It's a little bit of noise.
It's not a little bit.
It's a little bit.
It probably distracts Mike when he is giving his well thought out presentation.
Mike,
well,
does it bother you?
I'm actually more distracted about the just overall size of this.
That's the noise.
Yeah,
it's not,
that's pretty.
Please stop.
That's pretty annoying. But that's not a water bottle. That's like
I call
a water,
it a jug. I call it a jug,
like kettle yeah. of some kind.
It's a lot.
Yeah, jug. I don't know, but you know, it's definitely not
64 ounces.
64 ounces. But the mouth of it is not something you can really drink out of. You need to pour into a smaller.
No, it's too.
I pour it down my gullet.
It's too big even for Abe's mouth, which we all know is you know like it's like he's like hosting with a largemouth bass in here. So.
Well, the problem is my office is right across from the studio. When Abe is hosting, it is impossible for me to like take a call or talk to anyone without closing my door because Abe is
Abe and I are we have a similar problem in that we're both naturally loud people.
And I'm not quiet myself.
No, but Abe is next level.
To be fair, what is supposed to be soundproof is definitely not. Like, I can always hear stuff through. When I'm sitting in the producer's chair, I can almost hear what Andy and Randy are talking about off air because it just it bleeds through.
Well, that's because they're loud. I'm going to tell you something.
Saying the air vents like it's Mission Impossible.
The only person I've ever hosted with where I have to turn down my my volume,
headphone volume, yeah,
to where I can't hear myself is Steak until today. And now it,
so,
it,
but here's the thing.
Like, that's just hurt my ear.
Yeah, no,
I haven't even started.
My ears
I
are hurting.
Steak actually yells. I don't yell. I'm incredibly loud. I'm animated. But I don't think I'm
Have you ever had a face-to-face conversation with Stink? Like, I don't think he's yelling. I think that's his
actual...
Yeah,
he's loud, and so are you.
Tone of voice.
So are you.
I don't know. I think he turns it up a little more than I do.
So last night...
Because there are moments where he's actually yelling.
Last night, I was watching the game, and Amy was like, I'm not going to watch it with you. I was like, that's fine. I watched it. It was me and Sprinkles. Sprinkles was sleeping. And when they called the technical foul on the bench, was the only time I said a word the entire game vocally, I guess I should say. And I screamed a couple of expletives, and the dog jumped up like she was terrified, like I was yelling at her. I was like, I had to apologize. There I am apologizing to my dog, and my anger brought me, actually zenned me out a little bit. If my dog was here right now, she would be in the corner hiding with your volume.
She would probably also just pick up the scent of Chipper and Alpha and cower. I get that. Blame her.
All right. You know what? I can't. See, this is my thing. Abe told me something, Mike, the other day that I had no clue. We were talking, and we were just kind of talking about, you know, where we're, like, families are from and stuff. And I asked him about his dad, and he goes, I was like, well, what'd your dad do? He's like, you know, you mind me telling, right? You're okay.
Yeah.
He goes, he was a defense attorney. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, okay.
Well, no, he was a lawyer. My brother's
a just a regular
attorney.
Lawyer. Yeah. Okay, he's a lawyer. And I said, well, what'd your mom do? And he says, well, she was an attorney too, but now she was a judge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I said, oh, this makes so much sense. Like, you never had a chance, not in a bad way, good way, but you never had a chance not to be argumentative and be just antagonistic on everything. Like, I'm bad. I am brutally bad at it. I'm very argumentative. But I said, if we had a show and it was just our show, it'd be called The Last Word.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't want to be in the room as you two fought over who would get the last
That's
word.
That's the point.
Yeah. We'd rotate as the one on a daily basis.
You would have to, like, have a prearranged deal where, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Bo gets the last word. Yeah. Tuesday, Thursday,
I think we'd have to institute hard outs, and one of us would just start filibustering 3 minutes before we get there
probably.
So the other couldn't talk.
Probably.
Mike Conti joining us in studio. Mike, it's a massive game for the Atlanta Hawks tonight. I don't think it can be understated. You're one game behind Orlando.
Yeah.
The Bulls are right on your trail. They've got Cleveland tonight. That's their own thing. The Heat got a relatively important win last night to keep them in the discussion. You can't make the seven seed if you don't win tonight. Is that too strong? I mean, I know mathematically, but...
It would be very hard, but I don't think it would be impossible because if you look at the Hawks after tonight, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, and then Orlando at home on Sunday, they should win all three of those games. If they do and lose tonight, they'd be two games behind Orlando. They would get one of those games back with the win on Sunday. And then I'd have to look at who Orlando plays this week and maybe square it up that way. So I think it would be very difficult. I don't think it'd be impossible. You really do want to be the seventh seed.
But
the
flip side is if you beat Orlando, you're almost in the driver's seat at that point.
You control your destiny.
You can put it to a situation where the season finale against Orlando won't matter.
Hopefully.
Potentially.
You would be. So let's play that out now. If you win tonight, you are tied with Orlando for seventh. You would have a tiebreaker, but that really wouldn't mean anything because Orlando could erase that tiebreaker if they beat you on Sunday. But you would be tied with three games left. If you win two, Orlando wins one, yes, then you would go to that Sunday and it would not matter. So I get what you're saying. I mean, you definitely have more paths to the seventh seed if you win tonight, but it's not impossible to get the seventh seed if you lose tonight. Where I'm at right now, as long as you're seven or eight, whatever.
You know, that's a real concern, too.
Yeah, honestly, the way that Chicago and Miami are playing right now, two teams that I thought would have been kind of just content to be where they are and maybe even trying to position themselves for the lottery, and, you know, Miami especially after trading Jimmy Butler, and all of a sudden they're playing great. You really, really just want to try to be in the 7-8 right now, because if you go into the 9-10, you could be out with one loss, yeah, as we saw last year against the Chicago Bulls. So Abe's right. Immense game tonight. Very important game potentially on Sunday. But I honestly think the Hawks are in pretty good shape right now if they just take care of the business they're supposed to, because those Philadelphia and Brooklyn games coming up on Thursday and Friday, I mean, you don't want to put the hay in the barn, but they do feel rather manageable.
Well, and that's I'm with you about how this has played out. I never would have thought that these all teams would be what, like 2.5 games separating all four of them.
Yeah.
But I keep going back to the three losses in a row between the Blazers, the Mavs, and the Knicks. What? How do you? And I don't want to put you on the spot, but how does that happen? Like, what happened there?
This is the Hawks, this is what they've been this year. They play up and down to the level of their opponent. The loss to the Knicks, I think that's more matchup-oriented than anything else. Towns was getting everything he wanted on Saturday, and it was a very difficult assignment for Onyeka Okongwu and then Don Barlow to try to mitigate that. You could have been a little bit better defending the three-point line, and then, well, if Towns gets his 35, you tip your cap. If you're shutting the Knicks down for the three-point line, you might be a little more competitive. But I throw that one completely out. You're going to have nights like that in the NBA. Dallas, I thought they were very competitive in that game. The Mavericks, when they are as healthy as they are at the moment, where at least Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson are both playing, that's a tougher matchup on the road. Hawks had chances to win. I thought they were very competitive in that game. That one doesn't bother me.
Yeah, Anthony Davis played good in that game,
yeah,
too.
The one that bothers me is the Portland game. Because, again, Portland had almost everyone out. And there were overtones of that Brooklyn game from a couple weeks ago up at Brooklyn, where the Nets had everyone out. And it just felt like the Hawks played down to the level of their competition. That's been their story for years now, playing up and down to the level of their competition. And unfortunately, losses like that can add up. The Hawks, going into that Portland game, had a somewhat okay chance at maybe sneaking into the sixth seed. I mean, a lot would need to go their way, but you'd be putting a lot of pressure on the Milwaukee Bucks if you won that game. And instead, you capitulate. Now you're just hoping to get seventh. And you might not get eighth as a result of all this. That's the frustrating thing. But again, you know, you have to look at all the things that have happened to this team this year, both good and bad. The Jalen Johnson injury, the trades they had to make, everything they've had to do to get to this point. They feel like a 500 team to me. They could still be a 500 team if they win their last four games.
Mike Conti joining us in studio, joins every Tuesday for the most part at 11:40, travel depending. For the listeners who were tuned in most of the day on Saturday, already know this, but for those who maybe were unaware, you pulled the double dip on Saturday. You had action with the Hawks, then you slid across the street and performed the Atlanta United game as well. And so I'm more interested in, like, a behind the scenes. When you see the schedule, like, how much goes into your consideration of, like, I think I can make this work? Am I devoting my best to each performance? Like, yeah, what goes in your mind as to when you then say, all right, I'm going to do both?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm getting old and tired and grouchy, and I'm becoming more and more willing to not do doubles anymore. And fortunately, John Fricke and Caleb Johnson have done a really good job filling in for me on a bunch of Hawks games this year where it's been impossible for me to do the game. When the schedule came out, my initial thought was, ooh, yeah, I think I'm probably going to end up doing just Atlanta United that day. But then I got cocky because I remember back in – I don't know if you remember this, like back in COVID times in 2020 and 2021, we would have to do those doubles a lot because everyone was trying to get games in at the same time. Like I remember doing Falcons Atlanta United doubles in the fall of 2020. And I feel like there was even a day, correct me if I'm wrong, like we did a Falcons game. Bo, help me out. We did a Falcons game at 1:00. we had an Atlanta United game that we did at the stadium because we weren't traveling because of COVID at like 7. And then as I was driving home, the Braves were in game 7 of the NLCS. All on the same night, if I'm remembering that correctly.
Oh, they, during 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was I remember watching that game on TV. Yeah.
I remember during the 2021 playoff run for the Hawks, I did a couple Atlanta United games and then walked across the street to do Hawks. It's easier for me to do Hawks because Steve does all the heavy lifting, Abe. So,
well, it's also is it not a little bit easier? Sorry to cut you off.
No.
When you play 82 games like you do with the Hawks and you play a team 3 or 4 times and you get later in the season, is it not a little bit easier preparation wise?
Yes.
Than it is when you like in the NFL, you get ready for one team all week.
Yeah.
And United, you get ready for one team all week and you don't see them 4 or 5 times a year.
Absolutely. And in the case of Dallas, who Atlanta United was playing, I hadn't seen them in a couple years. So I was really preparing more for Dallas than anything else on that day on Saturday. But you want to go behind the scenes. Do you know what the biggest concern was in the Conte house on Saturday? My wife was so concerned that I was going to get enough to eat before leaving to do this. Now, I am a heavier individual, and I appreciate my wife trying to keep me nourished and everything like that. But, you know, she bought me all of this jerky and shelf-stable stuff that she put in my cart. Like, she really did a great job. I really appreciate it. Had a really big brunch at home before. And I'm thinking, man, this is just going to make me sleepy. I'm going to fall asleep doing the Hawks game at this point. So I will say this. Thank God that my wife made sure I was nourished, and Abe can attest to this. The food at the Ben's Press Box on Saturday.
And Saturday was my favorite day of the season thus far in terms
really
of the meal.
Very, very good. Yeah. They did Texas barbecue.
Okay.
So they did brisket. They did like a pimento cheddar biscuit, which was kind of like the Cheddar Bay biscuit from Red Lobster.
They were out of those.
Yeah, really good. And then the collard greens were
Well, I know they had mac and cheese. They always had mac
they
and cheese.
They did not have mac and
what?
Cheese.
What? They always
they have other weeks.
You know what?
Yeah.
They never it might be because of me, but they never don't have mac and cheese on Falcons games.
Well, the soccer buffet is much smaller than the NFL buffet, but with the Carvel is working.
I wish we had you longer because I wanted to ask you if we were going to talk about this part and behind the scenes, what your routine is. Because I have a distinct routine, whether it's home and away, one for each. Yeah. And I just wonder, I always wonder that about other people or if I'm the only one that's just crazy.
The road game routine centers around a nap. That is the keystone of my day. The home game routine is just make sure you get there on time because you never know about traffic on the connector.
Mike, thank you.
All right, guys. Great job.
All right, when we get back here on the Midday Show, Abe Gordon, Bo Morgan, science is heading in the wrong direction. And the NFL No Huddle, all coming your way in the noon hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's good.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.